Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to first and picks off Jackson. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton juggles the ball. That's an error on Patton. Wilfong scores. Powell moves to third. Smalley moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Smalley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock catches it and steps on first to double up Landreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Larry Gura now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Powell moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Royals, 5. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 6-5, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Jose Morales. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's Twins, 6, Royals, 6. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano is called out on strikes. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall now pitching. Todd Cruz pinch runs for Tom Paquette. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Will Fong fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. Steve Braun now playing left field. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreau moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Al Raboski now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-4 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Landreau scores. Jackson moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. It's 7-6, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-4 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Jackson scores. Weiniger moves to third. Randall moves to second. It's 8-6, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Randall scores. Castano moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 10-6, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.